Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The rupee has been steadily depreciating against the US dollar since February 2022 and it has been touching all-time lows since then. It touched rupees 80.05 to a dollar on Tuesday, its lowest ever, before temporarily recovering to rupees 79.92 to a dollar that day, only to close at over rupees 80 the next day, which is yesterday. The efforts of the government and the Reserve Bank may have slowed the decline of the rupee, but they have not been able to reverse it or stop it either. The rupee has depreciated against the dollar by about 7% so far this year, and it is expected to fall by another 3% to touch rupees 82.5 to a dollar by December 2022. In defending the rupee and in making foreign exchange payments because of FPI exits in particular, India's forex reserves are down by about $51 billion so far this year to fall to $580 billion, and much more will have to be spent by the Reserve Bank in the coming months in order to stabilize the rupee in the currency spot and futures markets. Foreign investors have already sold Indian equities of $28.4 billion so far this year, as also bonds of $2.3 billion, and more is expected to be sold by them as the dollar strengthens further. A huge amount of foreign loans are due for repayment by the corporates and by the government in the next 18 months. And yet, despite this fall in the rupee value, neither is the government alarmed and nor is the Reserve Bank so worried about it. The finance minister remarked that the rupee has depreciated by about 25% since December 2014, that the rupee is well managed according to her, and that there is nothing to be overly worried about the ongoing rupee fall. As a general rule, a deteriorating rupee is always a matter of concern, for it reflects the relative comparative weaknesses of the Indian economy versus those of others. Usually, a rupee decline against the dollar could mean a decline against other currencies also, like the euro, the British pound, etc., as exchange rates among different currencies tend to equalize. But this time, it has been an unusual pattern. While the rupee has fallen against the American dollar, it has actually appreciated by 9.95% against the Japanese yen, by 4.49% against the British pound, and 3.01% against the euro. It is being pointed out to the critics of the rupee depreciation that other currencies have eroded much more against the dollar, and that India is much better off, particularly citing the fall of about 12% of the euro to the dollar, such that for the first time in 20 years, the dollar is worth more than the rupee, more than the euro. But if you note the fall of other currencies of nations with comparable economies like India's, you will note that India is not really so much better off in the matter of its currency depreciation as is being made out to be. As against the rupee's fall of about 7% against the dollar, the Mexican peso has fallen by about 0.9% only. The Indonesian rupiah is down by 4.4%. The Brazilian real is down by 5.5%. And interestingly, the Russian ruble and the British pound have appreciated and not depreciated against the dollar. So it's not that we are in some great position. We thus need to understand the reasons for the rupee's fall and what is the emerging picture because of it. In the absolute short term, the rupee dollar rates tend to be demand supply driven, and since India's current account deficit is always a deficit, the American dollar is more in demand as compared to the rupee, reflecting the premium that the American dollar commands against the Indian rupee. But then in the long run, currency exchange rates reflect the relative strengths, weaknesses, and position of the respective economies, such that the currency of a nation with strong macroeconomic fundamentals tends to be stronger than one with comparatively weak macroeconomic fundamentals. and the economic macros or the parameters and fundamentals that reflect upon the exchange rates of two nations are the comparative size of their GDPs, their respective GDP growth rates, their inflation rates, and the current account deficit or the current account surplus, as the case may be in the case of each nation. These are the parameters or the factors that influence the exchange rates between two currencies primarily. That's the general theory of currency rate adjustments, except when there are extraordinary aberrations like the Ukraine war as we are witnessing, or when nations artificially keep their currency rates low in order to maintain their export competitiveness, as China very often does. But then, these are the most extraordinary and unusual times where these comparative macros do not quite reflect on the exchange rate, because the present state of the Indian economy, if you see, on some parameters like GDP growth rate and inflation, is certainly better today as compared to that of the US. And yet, the dollar has consistently appreciated against the rupee, and it continues to do so. The fact is that this depreciation of the Indian rupee against the dollar is less to do with the comparative macros of the two nations and is more to do with the rising demand for the dollar because of its consolidation against most currencies of the world, because of its status of being the world's reserve currency. It is also due to the flight of dollars to the USA because of the US Fed's ongoing interest rate increase and monetary tightening. The dollar has presently appreciated against the rupee more because of a slew of short-term factors at play and less because of long-term macro fundamentals that we talk about. And what are those factors at play which have been influencing the rise of the dollar against many currencies? The first one, when we talk about the dollar and the rupee, the exit of FPI and foreign investors from the Indian bourses, due to which over $30 billion has been pulled out of India, is seen to be one of the reasons why our forex reserves have been depleting and the dollar has appreciated. The second is India's rising current account deficit due to the rise in prices of crude oil and other commodities, such that it touched a record $26 billion in June 2022 alone. That was our current account deficit for the month of June. And financial year 2023 is expected to end with a current account deficit of about 3% of India's GDP. And that is reflecting on the dollar rates. India's balance of payments will be in deficit this year after a surplus in the balance of payments for the past 3 years, reflecting a rise in demand for dollars. At this point, due to a recovery in India's growth, there has been an uptick in imports, which too has boosted the local demand for dollars and also boosted its price. The next factor for this appreciation of the dollar is the US interest rate hikes, which have triggered the flight of dollars to the US, resulting in a massive sell-off and exit by the foreign investors from the Indian stock markets. The aggressive monetary tightening by the US Fed has been a key factor for the dollar appreciation worldwide. Further, while the RBI does intervene in the domestic currency markets to support the rupee, there is a limit to which it can do so. Such intervention results in a depletion of our forex reserves, and thus, beyond a point, the market forces have to be allowed to determine the currency exchange rates, which is what the Reserve Bank is doing at the moment in a calibrated manner, even if it means that the value of the rupee has been falling. The RBI so far has been in a wait, watch and vigilant mode, cautious about spending too much of its reserves in order to defend the rupee and letting it slide down in a gradual manner. And finally, the short-term factor which is impacting the exchange rates is that the US dollar is the world's reserve currency, and amidst the Ukraine war disruption and conflict, it has been gaining strength against all major currencies due to the jump in the global demand for dollars as the reserve currency. An appreciating dollar may be good news for the exporters who will earn windfall gains on their dollar export receivables and whose export items will become much more competitive. But it is bad news for all those who need to spend and pay in dollars, whether it be the importers, whether it be those who have to repay forex loans or those intending to study abroad or the overseas travelers, etc. And this depreciation of the rupee will hit consumer demand for import intensive businesses like manufacturers of consumer electronics, etc. The dollar appreciation will fuel inflation further, and it will also add to the government's fiscal deficit due to a rise in fuel and fertilizer subsidies. It will also compel the Reserve Bank to spend dollars to defend the rupee, resulting in a further depletion of India's forex reserves, which have already fallen from a high of $640 billion in September 2021 to $580 billion now. More than the pace of the fall in the rupee value, the RBI is more concerned about volatility in the currency exchange rates, and that will need the Reserve Bank to spend dollars and defend the rupee in currency spot markets from time to time. That perhaps explains why reports say that the Reserve Bank may be willing to spend up to $100 billion in order to defend the rupee in case going forward there is a rapid depreciation in the rupee's value. That is about a sixth of India's total forex reserves. The purpose of doing this is to prevent volatility in the rupee, and that needs to be prevented, and that is what the Reserve Bank is always very sensitive about. While the markets expect the rupee depreciation to continue, its pace and extent will depend on numerous factors, which include the frequency of and the extent of interest rate hikes by the US Fed. It includes global crude oil prices. How they shape up is to be seen. It includes the onset of recession in Western markets. That would be a very key factor in influencing the rates as we go forward. It would include the end of the Ukraine war, if it does end. The extent of Reserve Bank's intervention to defend the rupee will also be a key factor, much as India's current account deficit and certainly the emerging macro fundamentals of the US and the Indian economy, including the GDP growth, the inflation and the exports, are going to determine the direction of the rupee-dollar exchange rate. The point to note is that with each successive interest rate hike in the US, the dollar is expected to appreciate further in value. The question is, if that goes on, how long will the Reserve Bank be able to defend and stabilize the rupee despite its massive budgeted war chest of $100 billion, as has been spoken about? We think there is a limit to which such intervention works, and the Reserve Bank will need to become aware of the fact that it is better to have forex reserves and let the rupee slide down further if that is what the market forces are determining, rather than keep intervening and try to keep the rupee stronger against a much stronger dollar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.